The Money Show. Business Books.
Time flies. It was probably more than a decade ago I was emceeing a massive conference, and part of the job was to interview some of the speakers, one of whom was Jack Welch, former chief executive of General Electric. He was in a room in New York. I was at the Sandton Convention Center, 4,000 people in the room down on below the stage, expectantly waiting for Jack Welch, this great visionary and this the god of global business at the time. And the program was going brilliantly. Jack comes on the screen and he was awful. He was unprepared. He was all over the place. At the time, he was the go-to guy for global business channels. He could do no wrong, but he was out of sorts that day. He wasn't prepared. He hadn't thought about it. He hadn't certainly got the mood of the room. And that room changed very quickly. And you know when 4,000 people in a room start wriggling in their chairs and getting a bit uncomfortable, well, you've got to make a choice. And so I looked in the at the audience and I found the hosts of the event, and I could see that they were uncomfortable and they were chatting amongst each other. And one signaled to me, just wait a minute, as I was doing this weird interview via satellite with Jack. And then I looked back again and I got the signal, cut. So I cut him. And he'd been on for about 15 out of a scheduled 45 minutes, and his face darkened like he was about to go ballistic and about to lose his cool completely. And thank goodness the superlative production people, and they're always so very good at these events, cut off the feed before he could go, "What do you mean my time's up?" Tonight's book is about that character. His name is Jack Welch. Was Jack Welch. He'll be remembered as Jack Welch. And it's not that complimentary. The Man Who Broke Capitalism by David Gellies, an award-winning New York Times reporter. Graham Codrington, I told you that he has read the book. He reviewed the book very briefly on LinkedIn. And we thought that we should get him on to give us a broader perspective. You devoured the book, as you said on LinkedIn, Graham, in 3 days. Graham Codrington, the futurist at Tomorrow Today. You must have loved it.
Well, I love the book. It's a fascinating story. And David Gellies, as you say, is a wonderful author. He's the guy behind the corner office column of the New York Times and one of the investigative journalists who broke the Boeing scandal story. So he knows his stuff. He's interviewed hundreds of the world's top CEOs over the years. And he dived deep into the Jack Welch story and tells a few stories of people on Jack's own team who were on the other end of one of those dark, angry moments. You were cut off. I don't think they had that luxury.
I'm sorry to his team. Look, he was a tough nut, but he was perceived as brilliant. He took over in 1981. General Electric was a catastrophic, bitty, monstrosity of a business. I mean, people just didn't know where the assets were. And I spoke to a former, to Jack Welch's successor, and I forget his name now, but he was just saying... Jeff Immelt, thank you. I was chatting to him because, you know, I remember everyone. Jeff Immelt about his book, and he took over on 9/11, and suddenly he just realized that they were deeply exposed to the chaos that was unfolding on 9/11. Jack Welch was a superhero for a long time. Why is his legacy being called into question now?
Well, what Jack Welch did initially was brilliant. As you say, he took over in 1981, this massive, dying, old, sprawling industrial era business. And he recognized the moment. He recognized that what they needed to do was modernize the business. And he went about doing that with quite a lot of ruthless focus. And that worked really well. Then he began to build on that. And as Gellies tells the story, he then began to focus on shareholder wealth. And that's probably the theme that runs through the book, that what Welch decided to do was to say he wasn't interested in the underlying businesses as businesses. He had no emotional connection to what was actually being done by the company. What he wanted was to extract maximum shareholder wealth out of those businesses. And that meant that they would need to be, and these are some of his famous phrases, number one or two in your industry, or we get rid of you. And obviously, preferably number one. And that meant downsizing, deal making. So you downsize stuff that shouldn't be big. You deal make to bring new entities into the mix. And the biggest thing, which is the poison chalice he handed over to Jeff Immelt, was financialization of everything. So moving away from actually making things to financing those things. And the classic there was moving into the General Electrics and General Motors financing. And basically, he built a massive bank that wasn't really a bank because it didn't have any of the regulations or controls over it. And that's really what fell over when he left.
And when it comes to then taking that and saying, yes, we can do a critique of Jack Welch at General Electric, and we can say he did this well, he did this badly. Overall, the legacy of Jack Welch at General Electric is a business in decline. Jeff Immelt did his best, and of course his successors will do their best, but it is, Jack Welch wasn't the wunderkind, if you like, of business restructuring that he held himself up to be, and many people held him up to be. But when it comes to this idea that he broke capitalism, this is a big jump, this is a big leap to say Jack Welch and his activities actually were responsible for a decline in capitalism, or symbolic of what's gone wrong with capitalism? What's the argument there?
Yes, I think that's what Gillies is saying. He's saying it's symbolic of what's gone wrong. And he's got a wonderful phrase. He's not a communist, Gillies, neither am I, although some people think I am in some of the things I say.
And because you're nice. Yes, because you have strong personal values and have empathy and a strong intuition and listen to people. Oh, you must be a communist, obviously. Yes, got you.
Well, I also believe that people deserve to be paid what they've earned, and that's what Gillies is indicating. Any political slash economic system must be good for everybody. That doesn't mean everybody has to earn the same, and it doesn't mean that we go to communism. But it must work. The whole system has to work. And yes, the owner founders of businesses who have taken the risks should get more reward. Fantastic. We accept that. But the argument of the book is that when those get out of whack. So to put some numbers on this, Jack Welch was the first CEO that just went catastrophic. Catastrophic, yes, that probably is the right word, but I meant stratus, into the stratosphere. But it's probably a good Freudian slip, because that's the point. With his salary package completely out of whack with what the people in the organization were earning. And we know this now, that he started the trend that is currently in existence. His retirement package is insanity. $400 million straight out payment, then three apartments, movie tickets, flowers every day, freshly delivered, a free helicopter, Bruce, a free helicopter available to him 24/7 to take him anywhere for any reason. Paid for still, well, obviously until he passed away, but paid for by the company as part of his retirement, so-called package. And so the first thing that Gillies would say is that the payment of the senior executives, especially the CEO, is breaking capitalism. The second thing is the lack of loyalty towards your staff. He was known as Neutron Jack, and he would fire you for absolutely any reason. And then just the slash and burn of companies, completely focused on shareholder contribution and shareholder wealth rather than contribution to society and the planet and other things. And, we're obviously simplifying a book here. But I think that's Gillies is saying it's not that capitalism is broken, but this version of capitalism is particularly toxic and will break many other companies, and it has done so.
And that is a very strong indictment, not only of Jack Welch, but of the system itself. And it's a system that likes to be held beyond reproach. And it's good that it's being called out in this way. When you look at this, Graham, and you look at the future of capitalism, is it broken? Is it irretrievably broken? Or is it something that can be massaged into a less rapacious ideology?
And here's where I do stand between my neoliberal and communist friends. The neoliberals would say, yes, you can give us examples of broken capitalism. There are examples of brokenness in every system. So it's not capitalism that's broken. It's just a few examples. On the other side, the leftists would say, but the capitalist system, these are not bugs in the system. This type of short-termism, this type of rewarding the people at the top and stealing the wages of the people at the bottom, that's what the system is designed to do. And unless we put guardrails on it and actually limit capitalism, capitalism is a self-destructive system. And I must say, I'm more drawn personally to that view of it. Not that we throw capitalism out, but we need to become a lot stronger about putting in the guardrails and the limits. So we have minimum wages, for example, and if you took those away, there are lots of capitalistic companies around the world which would love to pay their staff less. Why don't we have maximum salaries, for example? So maybe what we need to be doing is saying there's a maximum amount that you can pay a CEO as a multiple of the average salary of the company. So, you know, there's all sorts of suggestions out there. Gellies doesn't go into too many of those suggestions in his book, but there are people who are saying if we want capitalism to survive, and capitalism has added the most value to society of any economic system in the last 1,000 years, if we want it to survive and do good, we cannot just leave it to do its own thing. It needs guardrails.
Thank you very much indeed to Graham Codrington. He is the futurist at Tomorrow Today. The book review this evening, A Man Who Broke Capitalism, How Jack Welch Gutted the Heartland and Crushed the Soul of Corporate America, and How to Undo His Legacy. Exhausting, by David Gellies. Clearly not a fan.